This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got this feeling.
And welcome to We Know's Parenting. I'm Peter McGurney.
And I'm Beth Newell.
And oh boy. Oh, my friends.
Oh boy.
We have some news for you. How do we tell them the news?
Well, we're just going to have to rip it off like a Band-Aid. We are going to put this podcast on pause.
Put it on ice. I was wondering, I wonder if she's going to say this is our last episode.
This is our last episode for a while. We don't know what the future brings, but it's for a variety of reasons, it felt like a good stopping point for us. And
what are the good reasons for you, Beth?
The good reasons? Well, I think... It's funny. So, like, quarantine happened, and in some ways, like, everyone's saying, oh, now we have all this time at home. But we haven't really gained time. You're still teaching remotely.
I've lost time.
Yeah. It's not... We just don't have as much time as you would think, and we're trading parenting duties. And it's just... It was always exhausting to do this podcast at the end of the day, even though we do enjoy doing it. But now it just, I feel like we're transitioning into like a slower time and we're trying to be precious with our moments.
I'm struggling to be present.
Yeah, I just don't. It's weird because as much as I was like probably getting a little burnt out before quarantine happened, I was more in a mode of like doing and going. And it was like, it's just easier to sort of squeeze things in when you're in that mode. And now it's like we spend half the day with the kids and we're cooking dinner. And it's like, you just can't like pull yourself back into this like go, go, go lifestyle. Like it's like, okay, now we have to record a podcast. It's 9 p.m. It's just.
I've somehow in this time, I have fewer nights free than occupied. Which is insane. I'm doing two shows a night. I'm teaching another night. And then I'm producing a podcast another night. And during the week, I'm I'm a part-time school teacher. And then the other part-time is all of my other jobs.
Right. Anyway. And then it kind of obviously creates tension between the two of us. Because when we're like busy and tired, It feels like the other person is making us do the podcast, which is not really the case, but it psychologically we start to resent each other.
Weirdly, you know, I think our biggest historically over this podcast, and we've talked about this a bunch, where like historically our tensions arise in the recording. And you know, at least in the last year, we've used the podcast to become better communicators and partners. And we get along on the podcast way more. And it's before and after the recording that are stressful.
No, sometimes it's during the recording, but not in a while. We've gotten past a lot of that. Yeah. It's like, it's taught us to set some good boundaries, I think, and communicate our true needs. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. Like, I have learned really in the last couple weeks how much you're not always articulating how you actually feel about things. And so, like, this has happened before. Last night, I got home late. We were going to record. And I was driving with my sister to run an errand. I looked at you. You're so clearly so tired out of it, had been like slumped on the couch. And I was like, do you want to record in the morning? And you were like shocked by this information. And you were like, the morning? And then you were like, yeah, I can't. But it like hadn't occurred to you that like you were not in a good state to record a podcast.
Yeah. But boy, you know what? I have a lot of guilt about this.
Yeah, you have like, I mean, we both have clearly some, we both have some like workaholic tendencies. And I think there's this like imaginary person who's mad at us if we don't do everything we set out to do. And so I think in the last couple of weeks of talking this out, we've like revealed some of your demons around not being able to let go.
Yeah. Well,
I think you, right now, I think you are more exhausted by this podcast than I am, even though historically I have been the more exhausted one.
Yeah.
And I can just feel like you're ready to take a break.
It's 50 minutes of your week and it's more of mine.
Right.
But I hate quitting.
No, I hate quitting too. I've gotten better, I think, at quitting.
But every time I quit something, it's like it's a miracle.
Usually you feel so good.
Getting to that point where I realize that this is actually, I know if I'm quitting something, it's for the right reason. It's freeing me up. It's whatever. And I have so much guilt building up to it. And then when it's over, I'm like, oh, this was right.
Yeah. And it's like a trust the universe thing, which you don't like. Like,
I don't trust the universe.
When you quit something that's like weighing on you, there's always something that comes in that's better.
The way I have operated since as long as I can remember having any sort of agency, you know, of like deciding what activities I was going to do, whenever that happens, like, you know, probably around middle school, where like I'm really have strong opinions about how I'm going to spend my time, like extracurriculars. I've filled up my time. I fill it up whenever I'm available, I fill it up with something exciting until I hit a breaking point and I'm like, why am I sad? Why am I sad?
Yeah.
And then I realize I'm doing something that I don't need to be doing.
I think we both have a tendency to just spread ourselves too thin because you're like, well, I have to. Like, I think especially because of the nature of our careers, you're auditioning, I'm pitching things and whatever. And it's like just constantly feeling like, okay, if I don't jump when people say jump, I'm never going to have a career.
And to bring it back to parenting, you know, and again, but these things that I quit aren't things I don't love. Like, I love this.
I think like we don't hate doing this podcast. It's more like it's like our lives are just a jumble of these little things. And if you don't have proper time carved out in the day, that's like your work time. So you can like devote yourself properly to what you're doing, everything just starts to feel insane.
Yeah. But the idea that there's even one listener who's going to hear this episode and be like, this is my Tuesday jam. My Tuesday routine is gone.
I think they'll be okay.
I mean, you'll be okay. But just know that I have an insane amount of guilt for making anyone feel bad about anything ever. But also, on top of that, I am incredibly critical of myself for being so presumptuous as to think that somebody needs me.
You know, that's something that like helped me years ago get better at quitting things, because like when I was straight out of college and having like just odd jobs, I always felt so bad about quitting. And then I realized, like, I had to tell myself, like, this is like a form of narcissism that you think you quitting this like babysitting job is that you're so irreplaceable that the world won't go on. And I like, I sometimes remind myself, like, you could get struck by lightning tomorrow and everyone else would pick up the pieces and move on. Like, everyone is...
I oscillate between those two things. So it's the intense... I have a complicated relationship with humility. In that I've realized as I get older that it's incredibly important to me. I want people to think that I'm humble. And so if I appear selfish, it's like the biggest freak out. I mean, this is my big Midwest thing. So it is that, like, I'm still so bad that somebody is going to miss us. And I feel worse that I think someone would miss me.
Well, what are these people doing for us? You know, what have they ever done for us besides? No, I'm just kidding. We appreciate you guys downloading
that. Besides the incredible amount of validation and advice and knowledge.
The incredible amount of validation.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the only reason we continuing to do this is because of all of you.
Yeah. It's been fun. We might come back and drop an episode here and there. Who knows?
So, yeah, that was the... So we told Chuck Bryant, who's been our point man at the network and the person who...
Our point man on the scene.
That's right, who made this show possible. And he was the first person we told that we're going to stop. And he was like, well, let's leave it up. I know that, you know, he listens to the show, which is incredibly flattering. And... And he's like, people will want to know what's up with you. So we're going to leave the feed up. So stay subscribed. And if you...
Yeah, you guys can always go back and re-listen to us arguing with each other.
Yeah, go somewhere around episode, I don't know, 40, 50. I have zero idea.
We pushed through a wall of fighting.
Yeah, we really did. We learned about ourselves and each other in front of all of you.
We really, I don't know if we've said this yet, but we really are grateful for how much this podcast has forced us to communicate with one another, with an audience of you. You guys have been our
therapists,
our silent therapists, couples therapists. And I feel like this, in a way, it just feels like this podcast has like served its purpose for us.
Yeah.
Which was largely to force us to figure out how to communicate with each other about parenting.
Yeah. Honestly, that was the biggest concern in stopping, besides the guilt and all of that, was the...
Yeah, you were like, how are we going to talk to each other? And I was like, didn't we learn the lesson? Can we not just turn to one another?
Well, I do think, and this was part of the deal, I was like, I do think we need to have mandatory time.
And this a date night.
Yeah. But I think what is incredibly unique about this, and, you know, and it seems cliche to say it, but it's totally true, is it's not just a date night. It's 50 minutes of talking where neither one of us looks at a screen and we're on topic. And
right. But it also has its limits where, like, there's a variety of subjects in our personal lives that are not appropriate to discuss publicly, uh-huh, that are just between us as a family or whatever. And sometimes on the podcast, you have like veered into those areas in a way that's like, completely undiscussed. And like, it'll be, I think sometimes it's nice to like be like, oh, we can have a conversation where we don't have to like worry about how this sounds to a consumer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah. So what I think we should do, and let's commit to something in front of our audience, is even if it's, I mean, this is the advice I've started to give people. I jokingly say, advice about a relationship is start a podcast about yourselves, because that's what we did. But I mean, that's, not
practical.
I mean,
I'm sure there's many examples of when that has gone wrong.
Right. But set a half an hour a week where you literally set a timer, put down your phones, and talk about your week together. Because I learn about your week hearing you tell the audience, like we talk about it. I learn so many things about you in this conversation that maybe we wouldn't talk about otherwise. But we could have just like, hey, how's your week? Let's talk about the week.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Should we talk about our week?
Going forward when there's no podcast?
Sure.
All right. You heard it here, folks. If we check back in and however long, we'll let you know if that happened, or we'll forget that we said that.
I mean, we can also just talk to each other throughout the week, and then I don't have to like mentally catalog what happened during the week.
Well, because it's not, I feel like it's less loaded because we're not like creating content.
Right.
I think if we tried to go like, oh, we'll do that throughout the week, it won't be the same. So I think we have to do a Monday night half an hour talk.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I have found, because we decompress and we have our alone time or we recharge in very different ways. And because
by both staring at TV screens in different rooms. Different TV shows.
No, I mean, if it was up to me, I would be around you every second just talking nonstop.
Yeah, that's true.
This podcast has allowed me, I mean, when we don't have this podcast and we go like a week and a half of nightly routines where we're in different rooms, I get paranoid and sad. Okay. And I think the worst.
We sometimes are in the same rooms, though.
I know, but I'm saying this podcast has made it easier for me to ignore you, to be like, I'm going to leave Beth alone because we have check-in points.
Yeah.
And if you're saying, we'll just do it throughout the week, I'm more likely to just like start hounding you.
Well, I feel like this is going to free up our time so we can do it more organically, because I think part of why I'm like, when you're walking in the room and I'm trying to decompress and watch TV and I'm like, can I just be left alone? It's because all of these nights of the week are blocked off already where I don't have decompression time. So like this, mm-hmm. having this podcast in the way makes me more likely on other nights to be like, I just need to zone out and listen to a spiritual podcast and no one should talk to me.
But that's the best way to keep me away from you is to start playing a spiritual podcast out loud.
I know. I can't find my headphones and I'm like, I guess I got to play my weird shit out loud for everybody.
Well, no, it just really keeps me away.
I know. It's so upsetting to you that people would believe in an afterlife and positive energy.
Well, I don't want to anger you and I don't want to be irrationally defensive. And so I leave the room and yeah, everyone is happy.
It's like a Peter repellent.
It really, really is. I love you, Beth. I really, really
do. I love you too.
I really love you. And this podcast helped me understand what that meant. I have an idea for the listeners.
Yeah, I feel bad. I didn't. True to form, I didn't prepare anything for this episode.
Guys, we have not prepared for this episode in a year and a half.
Yeah, I really thought I would think of something for this last episode, and then I didn't.
You've described every week.
I know. It is what it is, guys.
It is what it is. Is this interesting? I had an idea, though. And this is on the listeners, and this, I feel this is speaks exactly to the, what I was talking about before, that this is the only idea I had, and I feel incredibly guilty even thinking it's a good idea. Which is
such a classic Peter idea.
Listeners, I want to hear, I'm toying with the idea of putting out one last little episode after this, that's built entirely around listener voicemails and emails about what you've gotten out of this podcast. We have gotten out a lot. We've learned a lot from you, from talking. And people write in and say really nice things about this podcast. And I'm wondering how it has helped you as a parent or in a relationship. And I'd love to end the podcast with an episode that just shares all those things.
Remind us of your favorite Would You Know's kid pooping in a store scenarios.
Well, yeah, it's more that if somebody discovers this podcast when we're not making it, then the first episode they find is a summation of all the helpful things that our listeners have pulled from 2 years of parent ramblings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, some people might have found some helpful things. Some people might have just laughed at us, and that's fine too. That's also helpful in its own way.
Sure. I think most people just enjoy feeling not alone.
Yeah. Like, I think at the end of the day, this podcast is just sort of like showing us as a visible mess and saying, like, that's okay. That's what parenthood looks like all the time for everybody.
Yeah. And if we just get 40 emails that all say that.
Yeah, or you can send us like a little voice memo we can play. We're happy to just hear any little snippets of what you found fun.
104 lessons from a messy couple.
104?
That's how many episodes we have done.
Oh, okay.
This is episode 104. So no joke, it would mean a lot to us if you took a second to really think about what is something concrete. How am I different now as a parent because of...
How am I different now?
For better or for worse, as a partner, as a parent, as a person, from going on this journey with us.
What do you think is like the most important message of this podcast? You think communicating?
For me, yes, 100% is learning... Learning how to listen.
Learning how to listen is really big for you.
Yeah.
I like, probably anyone who's listened to this has heard this before, but like, I, on the opposite end of the spectrum, am always trying to stop being so tuned into everyone and take care of myself. And I feel like that is like one of my biggest messages to moms out there. You know, people who have experienced, especially pregnancy and breastfeeding and any of that, any of the emotional labor that gets lumped on women most of the time. And my big takeaway thing I try to impart to other moms is just like, it's not a bad thing to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. It's actually incredibly important that you take care of yourself and get rest and food and whatever you need, an hour of alone time a day to stay sane. It makes you a better mom and it makes you a better mm-hmm. person to be around. And that's my big thing.
I have one other thing. What? That was, I think, the big lesson for me personally.
And I know that doesn't necessarily apply to like all moms and marriages and partnerships, but that's just my...
Yeah.
Thing. Anyway,
I think the big lesson of this podcast as a whole is, as parents, do the best you can, stay positive, and forgive yourself.
Yeah. And I think especially like in this coronavirus era, it's obviously harder in a million ways, but also I think there's something easier about like being like, oh, okay, someone peed on the floor. It was maybe a dog or a kid, but there's like bigger fish to fry. And it's like, it's in some ways easier to roll with that of like, like since we've been on quarantine and we're with our kids 24/7, it's like they're always running up to me with jam all over their faces and like hugging me and wiping it all over my shirt. And like these days, that kind of stuff, I'm sort of like, okay. Like I just yeah. like, I don't.
We've pushed past a lot of jam based issues.
A lot of pee in this house lately. Ugh, and we've got
so
through
much
it.
Pee.
Maven's sort of resistance peeing, as we've said on yeah. this podcast.
So, here's where we are in our life. Maybe we'll leave you with this. We're in quarantine. We're in a house that's not ours.
We have like very questionable future in terms of where we're living, and we're sorting that out. And we're
yep. Still haven't closed on our new house in Brooklyn. It's a nightmare. I won't get into it.
But it's also okay because we don't need to be in Brooklyn in the middle of a pandemic. And yeah. It's all going to be fine.
So if you hear from us again, we'll probably be in a very different place. Or we won't. But
yeah,
you guys are the best.
Thank you.
This
thank
has
you.
Been the final episode of We Know's Parenting. If you would like to write in to tell us the big thing or many things that you have pulled from this experience, please email us at weknowspod@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us a voice memo there if you want to talk out loud to us, or you can leave us a voicemail at 347-384-7396.
Social media, who cares?
Yeah, you don't need to follow us anymore.
You know, rate and review. Fine. It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters anymore.
Write us an email. We want to hear from you. We don't need the rest of that stuff anymore.
Do you recommend my book to your pregnant friends? There's no manual, honest and gory wisdom about having a baby. You can find Peter on all things Story Pirates.
Storypirates.com. Saturday nights, trike, the Magna Theater.com.
Reductress.com. We have a live show once a month.
Yeah, I'm
you
doing
can
live
watch
shows.
On Zoom.
I'm doing live shows every Friday night with Story Pirates and every Saturday night with Trike. Giant thanks to Chuck Bryant, nicest man in the world, and to Mates of State for doing our theme song, and we never gave them credit.
Thank you, Mates of State, also for just being good parenting examples.
Yes.
And Sherry, our producer. I'm definitely forgetting other people.
And Trevor and Miranda for putting these episodes up and together.
Yeah.
The listeners.
And most of all, you. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Until next time. Later, dudes.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.